Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, once again, we did a little shift, and that's okay because, you know, variety, that kind of thing. Joining us again as we try to catch up on some latest happenings, the latest news from the TruthAboutGuns.com is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
I don't know how long I've been in this time slot, but I'm still trying to remember when, you know. Anyway. Well, it's a whole new world, huh?
It seems to be. We're certainly heading for one.
Yep. So let's get right into this. This is an interesting article in the way that you approach the explanation of it. Did you think the crime surge would end after COVID?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people expect, once the pandemic goes away, that we'll go right back to where we were, and that's not going to happen, especially where this crime surge has happened. A lot of things besides the disease contributed to this. People started buying guns when the pandemic was declared back in March, and that was one thing. But we didn't really start seeing a surge in crime until the George Floyd incident. And then you combine that with the rioting and the defund the police movement and emptying jails, which began, with the pandemic as well, and the fact that more and more of these far left, Soros backed prosecutors are taking office around the country, and you've got a formula for increased violence of all types. That we're seeing play out. And while people started getting vaccinated yesterday, and that's very good news, and I'm guessing that over the next, 4, 6, 8 months, that's going to get to the level where we're going to see real reductions in infections and that type of thing, that doesn't mean the crime problem is going to go away.
I sort of think the COVID thing was an excuse because, I'm Antifa has always worn black bloc, and there were rules put out, and law, like in my state, you can't walk around masked.
Right.
And, but with the ascension of COVID, not only can you walk around masked, well, you had better be walking around masked. And there's nothing out there saying that you have to wear a mask of a certain color. So now Antifa, they fit right in. They blend right in. And all of this, some of the things the Democrats kind of think they want to do, they seem very short-sighted to me, simply because of some of the other things they put in place to try to control the population or the behavior. And, I think COVID was an excuse. But I'm also noticing that Biden and Harris are sort of ignoring all of the little niche extremists that were out there saying, we demand an audience because we got you some votes.
Well, they're trying. And we'll see what actually plays out. We saw reports of Biden apparently having a Zoom call or something with a bunch of supporters who were pushing him for A1 gun control measures, among other things, via executive action. And he reportedly said, look, I'm not a king. I can't do a lot of these things on my own. Now, that sounds good, but if you think back a decade, Barack Obama was getting the same pressure over immigration, and they wanted him to just grant amnesty or something to all the illegal immigrants who were in the country at the time, and he said that verbatim the same thing. He said, I am not a king. And then a couple of years later, he did it anyway and created, I think it was the DACA program,
right,
by executive order. So whatever may be going through Joe Biden's mind, and that's always a mystery, increasingly so these days. Right now, whatever he may be thinking now doesn't mean that that won't change down the road as he gets more entrenched in office. And it, depending on how the Senate elections go in Georgia, Republicans are able to hold on to those two seats, and he can't get anything through the Senate, he may just say, what the hell? I'm going to give it a shot and just try and do it by executive order. Let him sue me.
Now, have you seen the various theories going around about the Supreme Court with the way they dropped this case, that the Biden-Harris group let them know that if they tried to overturn this election, that they would stack the court and make them less, take away that cachet of the nine Supreme Court justices?
I don't know. I mean, they've been talking about stacking the court for, 10 months anyway?
Yeah.
I don't know if in fact there was any additional threat made or not, whether that would have had any effect, because that sword seems to be hanging over their heads anyway. So I don't know that that had anything to do with the decision whether or not to take that case.
Well, the thing I'm wondering, though, is with that and with this other talk where you're pointing out, well, I'm not a king, I can't do these things, this is not the way this works. I don't see, especially in the House, because most things have to originate in the House because they have the power of the purse. And I just don't see some of these Democrats with I think the Democrats want to cruise and not do anything and not talk about anything for 2 years. I think they were shaken to their core. They lost so many seats. Everything went the way the conventional wisdom thought it was going to go, except for what the polls said was going to happen. I thought the Republicans were going to take the House, and they came pretty close.
They did come pretty close, didn't they?
And I thought that Trump was going to win 330 electoral votes, and I think he probably would have had we hadn't had some of this fraud that they're ignoring and saying didn't happen. But, So it just makes me wonder how far they're willing to push this envelope, because I don't think Congress is all hot to push some of these agenda items like the Green New Deal, gun control, all this other crazy stuff they want to do.
Well, I know at least some faction of them are very hot to do that. Whether they have
any
pull or not to get that done, that remains to be seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Pull is everything, isn't it? Now, for those of you out there that are checking and you're a Second Amendment advocate and you want to keep abreast of what's going on within the world, within the culture of the Second Amendment, well, there are very few places that you could go that would give you any better information than the Truth About Guns. TheTruthAboutGuns.com, they are a very prolific website. They've got a cast of writers covering everything. They cover guns and reviews and politics and trends and quotes, you name it. TheTruthAboutGuns.com, my guest is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at the TruthAboutGuns.com. And I've been meaning to ask you this. Did Kat Ainsworth get married?
She did.
Wow. I have to call her and offer my congratulations.
She's not Kat Stevens.
Just like the pop star, who used to be Cat Stevens, who's not Cat Stevens now. He's now
not Cat Stevens anymore.
Yeah, yeah, he became a Muslim, didn't he? Yeah.
Yes, he did.
She's got an article out here that I find interesting because of I see it happen all the time about us eating our own.
Yeah, that happens a lot in the gun world, doesn't it?
Is it because we're alpha males or just alphas?
That may have something to do with it, but of course not everybody is. We apply a lot of purity tests to ourselves and tend not to focus on the long run, on the big picture. We're very quick to exclude or excommunicate people who stray from what's considered to be the right path. I mean, think about it. We've got people who still won't buy Rugers because Bill Ruger, you know, went in for 10-round magazines. What was that, 50 years ago? We've got some people that are still angry at Smith & Wesson, even though... You know, when they threw in with the Clinton administration, even though that was, what, two owners ago? It's not even owned by the same country any company anymore. That was a foreign-owned company.
Right.
I think they're owned by the Brits back then. Gun owners have long memories, and that doesn't always work to our benefit, I don't think.
Well, the thing that I find about the gun owners is that gun owners, first things first, when I was very upset when Trump got elected, only in that gun owners relaxed.
We do that. We get all worked up for a fight and support something, and then we win or lose, we tend to relax, back off, and say, okay.
Take a minute. Done. Take a break. Yeah, take a break.
Exactly.
The gun grabbers never take a break.
No,
they're never taking a break.
They're in it for the long haul. They're much more disciplined. They stay on message. They are incredibly well-funded, thanks to, you know, people like Michael Bloomberg and a lot of other large, deep-pocketed individuals. And they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And we certainly have some very dedicated organizations out there pushing for gun rights. But I think the boots on the ground type people tend to relax and say, okay. And that's because, you know, they've got families, they've got jobs, and they're busy, and these are not the people that are out there marching in the streets and screaming and yelling and acting outrage doesn't come naturally to them as it tends to with the other side.
Well, I mean, the thing that bothered me is when Trump got elected, we had the House, we had the Senate, we had the presidency.
Yes.
Now, if we had applied the same diligence at that moment, as we did in April of 2013, when the Senate was taking up universal background checks, mm-hmm. if we had put the same focus on that we did that particular day, I think we would probably have national carrier reciprocity. We might have the Hearing Protection Act.
That was exactly what was coming out of my mouth next. Exactly. They might, we might even have gotten suppressors off of the National Firearms Act. In fact, there was supposed to have been a House hearing on doing exactly that, except the day before. That's when James Hodgkins had opened fire on the congressional baseball practice, and that hearing was canceled and right. never happened again.
But I mean, one of my frustrations I have is with these people that try to like Pincus. Pincus tries to overthink it. He thinks he's some sort of a Mensa guy, and he's not the only one. He's out there. He doesn't like Trump. Okay, fine. And now what we have is we may win two Senate seats in Georgia, and if we do, we get to paddle across the lake with half of a life preserver, and we're fighting a defensive fight again for at least the next 2 years. And when these guys get out here and they start doing these things because of whatever reason, I just wonder where were you guys at when we had the whole ball of wax and we really could have made some changes? Where would you then?
That's true. You can't just blame it on, of course, gun owners and gun rights supporters. The Republicans in Congress are, you know, have the spines of a wet noodle, and can't stand the thought of reading bad reviews of what they're doing in the press. Exactly.
They don't know that you'd give them a nice review there, Dan.
Not just us. And they're much more concerned with the people at the Washington Post and the New York Times and what they're saying about them, and they really don't want to hear or read those things. That's why they weren't willing to suck it up and push through some of these priorities at the time. They had to know. They should have known. If you had any kind of perspective at all, they would have realized that, look, you're not going to have this opportunity for long. You never do. No one ever does. No one holds on to both houses of Congress for very long.
No.
You're lucky to have it for 2 years, let alone 4, 6, or 8. I mean, nothing ever lasts in Washington.
Nope.
The one constant is change. Therefore, when you do have it, you have to make hay while the sun shines and push through your biggest priorities, get those things done, damn the torpedoes full speed ahead, and let the chips fall where they may. You're probably going to end up losing one of the two houses, maybe both of them down the road. But you will have made some serious progress in the meantime.
Well, you hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers head home for the Christmas holiday after passing a relief bill. The bill now awaits President Trump's signature.
Congress passed a sweeping year-end bill to provide coronavirus relief and fund the government. The Senate voted 92-6 on the $2.3 trillion package, which includes $1.4 trillion to fund the government and $900 billion in coronavirus relief. It's now on President Trump's desk, where he has until December 28th to sign it. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden offering prayers for everyone, taking a dark tone, saying we're once again going to have a dark winter due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We have a long way to go, but we're grateful that we've got the vaccine.
Biden delivering a pre-holiday speech in Wilmington, Delaware. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen Miguel Cardona, the education commissioner for Connecticut and former public school teacher, to serve as education secretary. Businesses were not given any legal immunity to COVID-19 cases in the second stimulus package, so many small businesses are concerned that they could potentially be sued if employees or workers get sick. According to the website Lawsuit Tracker, 6,000 complaints have been filed related to COVID-19 against businesses across the United States. Karen Harnett is with the National Federation of Independent Businesses. She tells Fox Business,
we're concerned that a restaurateur, for example, somebody comes into their business and those tables are 5.5 feet apart instead of 6 feet. You know, that is the grounds for a threatening letter that extracts a settlement of several thousand dollars from them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Now, I know that I don't see one right now because I'm on the front page. But I know that you've been covering the Poly 80 thing.
Oh, we very much have, haven't we?
So, give me your take on what you think happened with this. Because I have my own, and I want to know what yours is.
I think that the ATF has been laying the groundwork for a couple of years now for coming down hard on pistol braces and, 80% builds. I don't know who, but someone at the ATF had the brainstorm that said, look, we've already approved 80% lowers and 80% pistol frames, and if they're sold, there isn't anything we can do about that, at least not right now. However, if you throw an 80% pistol frame in a box along with the jig and the drill bits and all the rest of the parts, slide and everything else to complete that and make a pistol and ship that all in one box, aha, let's call that a firearm now. we can make some trouble for some people and let maybe even start some momentum for changing laws or outlawing 80% lowers or in 80% pistol frames. At least I think I have no basis for that. This is strictly my read of this.
Right.
I could be totally wrong, but that's what I think.
So with Poly 80, when they started trying to contact trace, so to speak, the people that were the ones they wanted to track down, the only ones they were going after were the build kits.
Correct. They sell something called a buy, build, shoot kit, which, again,
right,
contains everything you need to build a gun. But, again, that's not just assembly. You have to drill. You could do some drilling, filing.
That's right.
All those
that's
things.
Right.
And
you can ruin one. You can ruin one real easy.
Sure.
Trying to do that.
All the time.
So yesterday I contacted when all of this started coming down, I contacted two people. Both of them, one of them who actually builds he uses the Poly 80 lower to build a serialized gun, right? He has a manufacturer's license and he builds a serialized gun. And it's actually, I've never built one by myself. I wouldn't even attempt to try. But the two Poly 80 pistols he built for me, I took to Tactical Response and beat the living junk out of them for 2 days over there, and they ran like a Swiss watch. So
yeah, our John Wayne Taylor has a similar pistol right now. He's building from 80% Arms, similar company to Polymer 80, he's doing exactly the same thing. He's building it. He's got the parts necessary to do it, and then we're going to shoot the hell out of it and see what it'll do.
you're going to like it.
Oh, I'm sure I am. Because these things have a track record of being very well made and very well designed, and as long as you do your part accurately and correctly, you're going to have yourself a nice pistol. And there's also the benefit of, number one, having fun while you're doing it, having pride of ownership in something you built, and number three, it isn't on the government's books anywhere. It's
right.
Always been legal in this country to build your own guns.
Right.
And there are only, what, two states now that require you to serialize and register them?
Right.
So far. So this friend of yours who builds these things and then serializes, what does he do that for? I assume he's selling them?
Well, he does. He actually, the gun part of it is sort of a passion project. He's actually a purveyor for BMW, Lockheed, Michelin. He builds a lot of their electronic circuit boards. So he has all of the CNC machines. So, like, he can fabricate. He has all of the CAD drawings to fabricate an AR-15 lower, a slide for a Glock, a custom slide for a Glock. So he does these things. He doesn't do it on any great scale. When I was I'm trying real hard. He's a sponsor of the show. It's called Ace Firearms. And he can do it all. He can make holsters. I mean, he can do it all. Anyway. So I asked him about this. He said, okay. So with Polymer 80, what they did when they started, because he has bought some of their stuff, right? He's a Polymer 80 builder. With Polymer 80, when he orders the things, he gets them in pallets.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But he only orders the lower.
Correct.
And Polymer 80, when they sought permission to sell the Poly 80 lower, they got permission to sell the Poly 80 lower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then, if you take this and you go and you look at Franklin Armory, now from Jay Jacobson, you got to admit Jay sort of he bumps up against the ATF on a constant basis with Reformation Line, the binary trigger, all this other stuff. But every time Jay does something, if Jay is going to change the color of the binary trigger, he contacts the ATF. He gets them there. He says, shoves it in front of their face and says, is this okay? And if they say yes, he's like, I need a letter specifically telling me that I can paint this yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And then he paints it yellow and he sells it. And he's had none of the, he had a little bit of a hiccup with the Reformation Line, which is their SBR with the non-rifled barrel that you can buy because it's not a rifled barrel. But,
not a rifle, it's not a shotgun, right?
Right. But besides that, so among some of the people I know, and it's the same thing with the SB Tactical Brace as far as with the Honey Badger gun they got out there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are thinking this has a lot to do with literature, and it has a lot to do with them not dotting the I's.
You
know, I understand that, and people said that about the SB tactical braces that weren't submitted for approval. But in this case, if you've got a lower that has been approved,
right,
and obviously needs a fair amount of work to make it usable, how is throwing that in a box with the other parts you need to complete a pistol? How does that change anything? If you have a custom,
oh, it's a thin veneer.
Exactly.
It's a really thin. This is a weak as water sort of case they've got going on here. And I mean,
and that's probably why they didn't arrest anybody. They didn't issue any cease and desist letters,
right,
that I'm aware of. Certainly not none that Polymer 80 has made public yet. They haven't done any of that. All they did was go in there and make a big show of it and apparently grab some customer information.
Right.
Which
has a sort of a chilling effect.
Yes, it does.
It has sort of a chilling effect. But at the same time, I do agree with you. It's a very weak proposition to get out there, because when they got permission to sell them, they did not get told they could not sell anything in addition with it.
Of course not, because basically what they're saying here is,
yeah,
if a customer orders it and I ship him one box with the lower in it and another box with all the completion parts, it's legal. But if I put them all in one box and ship that at the same time, now I'm breaking the law.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well.
And that's ludicrous.
It is ludicrous. I'm trying to figure out what their thought process is, because nothing defeats tyranny better than outthinking them, I think, sometimes. But I'll give you, I've got another opinion I want to bounce off of you regarding the Honey Badger when we get back.
Which
The Truth About Guns wrote about exhaustively, as well as they do everything that pops up. There is nothing that escapes their gaze. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And one other thing I wanted to float past your bow regarding the honey badger thing was I had an extensive conversation with Jay Jacobson at Franklin Armory over that one, because that one caught his attention too. And his opinion is that it had nothing to do with SB Tactical.
I have heard the same thing from some people.
Well, I mean, when you look at SB Tactical, when you look at their website, everybody with an SB Tactical brace gun has the SB Tactical brace strapped to their arm.
Correct.
And that's how all of their ad copy does. And with the Honey Badger, when the Honey Badger came out and they put that SB Tactical brace on it, part of their literature, and this is one of these things that made me raise my eyebrows when I saw this. Their literature said this is in fact the replacement for the H&K MP5, which is of course a short barrel rifle. And then their advertising showed them a bunch of nice hard abdomened young men wearing plate carriers running around shouldering them. Versus strapping them to their arm. And his opinion, like all the stuff that I'm talking about, to me, is the ATF's clutching at straws. But they're straws that are made available to them, right?
Yeah, you're saying that they played it, that Q played into their hand.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not, it shouldn't be that way. It should not be that way because they have. How many times have we gone back and forth on the whole tactical brace thing, shouldering it?
No, it's true. Absolutely true.
I mean, obviously, look, the SV tactical brace was originally designed for the use of someone who had lost full use of their hands or arms, and it was meant to be strapped onto an individual's arm. I met the vet who was the friend of the SV tactical owner, for whom that the original was designed. I had dinner with him. He was in Iraq and had catastrophic injuries and could not hold an AR the normal way. So that was the original design of that, and that was the basis on which the ATF approved it. Now, obviously, what somebody does with an SV tactical brace once they get it home is their own business. It is short, but it is shoulderable, and lots of people buy them and shoulder them.
Sure.
And that's always going to happen. But that doesn't mean that advertising your gun while showing somebody shouldering a pistol arm brace is necessarily a good idea. So, yeah, it's possible that Hughes stepped in it on that one and brought it on themselves. Because remember, they made two versions of the Honey Badger. They made a Honey Badger SBR, and then they made the Honey Badger pistol with the arm brace. And the two of them looked remarkably alike.
Yeah.
I have not seen the ads you're talking about showing the operators operating operationally and shouldering the arm brace. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm sure it did. But if it did, then yeah, you're that's like waving a red flag in front of the ATF and asking somebody who's looking for an excuse to cause a problem to do something like that.
Now, here's my question, and I'm sincerely asking this because I'm not a manufacturer. And I know to be a gun manufacturer, it's a constant jungle gym of stuff and flaming hoops and all this other stuff that you've got to constantly be weaving yourself in and out of. I understand it. And I'm sure that I don't think I could be a gun manufacturer, not unless I was like manufacturing the base plate for magazines. Something like that, you know, something innocuous like that. That nobody. Something simple. Should these gun manufacturers, should they look at this and say, these guys are grasping at straws, we got to be better at keeping the straws away from them? Should they take that away from them? And, I mean, I agree with you that they are going to try to do as much or as often as they can, the ATF, over the next 4 years at the very least. And no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And by the same token, does that mean we just play 52 pickup and see what they do and then try to fight that in court? Because look at how this is. Look how that worked out for us here recently. I mean, it almost seems, Dan, like they're pushing us into a corner that we're going to have to come out swinging, to me.
Well, yes. And the good news is organizations like the Firearms Policy Coalition and Gun Owners America and Second Amendment Foundation, even the NRA, there's a lot of lawsuits being filed these days around the country fighting these things. We ran a post over the weekend. Gun Owners of America was looking for people who had bought a Polymer 80 buy-build shoot kit because they're looking to sue the ATF and get these things stopped, get this kind of harassment stopped before it goes further, before they visit a lot of people who had bought these things. So yes, it's going to take a constant effort over the next 4 years, probably just to remain even, just to tread water.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like gun rights are going to be advanced a great deal during a Biden administration. No matter who owns or controls Congress, if the Republicans have managed to take back the House in 2 years, wonderful. But there's going to be somebody in the White House vetoing whatever it is that might be passed, and that assumes the Georgia runoffs go the Republicans' way. We're going to be fighting these battles and putting out fires left and right, and we just have to get ready for that, because I think that's going to be our lot in life over the next 4 years.
Well, maybe some of us, not you, not me, some of us will learn a lesson that we should be fighting for. We should find the most advantageous setup we can find, get it, hold it, maintain it, safeguard it, and then go crazy fighting to move the chains the other way down the field the next time we get in place. Maybe we'll learn that lesson. What do you think?
I hope so. People are get complacent, and they have short memory. And I don't know that I'm optimistic that that will happen, but we can always hope.
Well, I mean, one thing or the other is going to happen, Dan, and I don't know. I don't want it to be the violent way, but, you know, depending on how hard they push, it could go, you know, if they decide to do a couple of things in a couple of states, I mean, look, you know, we saw what happened with the Bundy Ranch. I don't know what the spark is going to be, but there is obviously a scenario where that would happen. And if that happens, then that's not going to be better. That's actually going to be worse. But if that happens, it will definitely sort of take away that part of their little lexicon, I think. But we'll see.
Yeah, I certainly hope it doesn't get to that point either.
In any event, for those of you that... which Dan hasn't written about that. Sometimes Dan and I go off into Bill's hypothetical la-la land. And Dan is kind enough to ride along with me. But for the latest stuff at thetruthaboutguns.com, go head out there. The front page changes about 10, 15 times a day. What is there right now will not be there tomorrow morning. And Dan, of course, is the executive editor-in-chief there. And like I said, I think I've got Kat's phone number somewhere, or a phone number for her, but you should tell her that I said congratulations.
I shall.
And I'm going to try to call her and try to tell her myself, but you know, if you speak to her anytime soon, tell her I said congratulations. And thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Up next, Kevin Brazel from Blackbriar Media. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.